FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz at 7919. Hey, quick reminder, the Bitcoin contest, it's coming up. Got to get your entries in by 7:14 at 11:59 p.m. That's July 14th, 11:59 p.m. The date, you got to guess what the price of Bitcoin is going to be on July 20th at midnight. And grand prize, well, assuming we get to 1,000 entries, and I think we're going to get there, is 190% silver U.S. quarters. And the runner-up will be, the runner-up prizes for the first five runner-ups, you will receive 10 pre-1965 quarters, right? Hey, if we don't get to 1,000, then it goes to 40-1 for each of those five runners-up. Hey, what can you do? The entry, KL at KerryLutz.com. Put Bitcoin in your subject line and let me know what you think it's going to be. And I'm looking forward to giving out those quarters. If you are out of the country, because I got a question from an Australian member of the community out there, then I will just send you the money, whatever the spot price is of silver that day, or the quarters, whatever its dollar equivalency is, that's what I'll send you. Too difficult to do international shipping for bullion. You have to be an expert, which I am not. But when we talk about experts, I always think of Heather Wagenhals, and you should check out her site, which is unlockyourwealthtoday.com. And Heather, you've been on the show many, many times. And, well, hey, it's not Valentine's Day, but this is a scam that's very close to my heart. And there's no shortage of these lovesick take advantage of their grieving or their empty lives. And you got three of them for us today, don't you?
Yeah, they're all kind of variations, but we need to be aware of how they're obtaining some of their stuff. And, and we're just going to skip the love altogether. We're just going to go straight to the sex, and we're going to talk about sextortion.
Sextortion.
You ever heard of that term? It's a new mashup.
Yeah, I thought that was a synonym for marriage, but maybe I have it wrong.
Oh my gosh, I love that. Somebody's not jaded, is he?
No. Hey, it's only been three marriages, so, you know... Hey, what could I say?
But hey, you know what? I'm on number two. So.
Yeah. I'm looking for number four, but she's not looking for me for obvious reasons, right?
There you go. I can tell you this. You could potentially be a victim of a sextortion scam. So let's talk about how these things come about. Sextortion is a type of blackmail that occurs via email. And what's going on now is you get these emails that say, all right, somebody has installed malware on a porno site that you've visited.
Oh, yes,
and so
yes.
If you've ever done that, you're like, oh my gosh, right? Because now you don't want your computer infected with all kind of stuff. I mean, I remember at my mortgage company about 20 years ago, all of a sudden we walked in and there was like these naked pictures on every computer in the whole company.
Wow,
and we're like, oh my gosh.
New wallpaper, huh? You got some new wallpaper.
Yes, on every computer. It was the same thing.
Yeah.
So if you're in fear of having that happen to you, if you have, spouses and children and all of that stuff, all of a sudden the hair goes up on the back of your neck and you're like, oh, what do I do? You know, the subject line may be pulling and mimicking your name. It may have your phone number in it. The attackers claim that they've placed malware on a porn site that you visited.
Mm-hmm.
So, you have this guilt factor going up, so you're ready to write the checks and send the money wherever. And so the scam is starting to change now. So right. Now what they're doing is they're getting more sophisticated. So the new mm-hmm. twist on this scam is that now they're sending it because, different cybersecurity sites that check your email for spam and malware are now hit to some of the languaging. So now they've changed the emails.
Wow.
And the emails now come out as a security warning. So now you're thinking you're getting a notice from potentially whatever your antivirus software is on your computer. So you naturally click on it because you're like, oh no, I don't want this on my computer. And now you've actually bitten on the spear phishing hook, and yes. Now you actually are installing the ransomware on your computer, and now you really are going to have to cough up the cash, which you didn't necessarily need to begin with, because it was just a phishing attack. So we have to be careful because of the way they've changed it. So with these security protocols in the emails now, they're getting past the antivirus filters, and they're getting past all of the different software that cleans and checks your email. So we have to be careful of that. But we also have to be aware of what's going on with our kids, because they're getting a version of these sextortion things through their video game channels, especially Fortnite. Everybody's playing on this, and you can always hop in these usual chat rooms, and these predators are talking kids out of coughing up inappropriate photos, and then they're blackmailing the kids. Okay, so now that I have this photo, if you don't want me to tell your parents, you need to go buy a gamer card for X amount of dollars or whatever and send it here. And so they're going after kids. They're going after small dollars. So, it's crazy, insane, the different variations that this has taken on. And because we have society that has kind of these rules and thoughts about sex and its appropriateness, and also the criminal side of sex, people get really funny, and so they're easily triggered into falling for these scams.
Well, hey, they play on your fear, they play on your emotions, and what do you do then?
I know. and if you're in a sextortion marriage,
it's even worse.
Porn seems like a reasonable and affordable alternative, right? So now, but you don't want to be found out, right? That's your little secret. Mm-hmm. So now they're going after your guilt factor or your desire to keep your dirty little secret.
Yeah. Eesh. Oh, what a world we're living in here. This is insanity. This is total insanity here. Well, hey, so. What do? You just go off the grid and not get any email? Is that the best way to handle this?
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next.
Financial Survival Network is brought to you today by Orin Resources, a junior exploration company with the appetite of a major. It's hot on the trail of the next globally significant discovery, creating enormous potential upside for you, the shareholder. Orin is one of the most aggressive exploration companies pursuing high-grade, scalable gold and copper deposits, and has a premier 7-project portfolio, including its 2 flagships, Committee Bay in the Arctic and Sombrero in Peru. Orin's unparalleled technical team and highly experienced management has a history of success in advancing and monetizing exploration assets. No wonder Orin's been called one of the best in the junior exploration sector. Orin trades on the TSX and the NYSE under AUG. To learn more, go to orinresources.com. That's AURYNResources.com.
The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
No, you just got to make sure that you have the software, the web-based browsers, pulling your email into your computer may not be the best option. And everybody likes, a CRM. Everybody likes to be able to download their email so they can have it on their computer and deal with it offline. But, your web-based browsers are kind of the best. And so if you can log into your email on the web, it's still in the proverbial cloud, so the cloud will have to deal with the infections, and it won't necessarily have to be on your computer the primary, if you don't click on stuff, you won't let it loose because it'll stay in the cloud and you can just delete it from there and then it's their issue. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm just always so busy anyway that if I did download stuff, you know, and then I was on another computer or I had to use somebody else's computer, that for me, you know, it's just easier to log into the web browsers and collect my emails and leave it in the cloud for me. Yeah. And then it's their issue.
Buy that.
That's my way of solving that problem.
Yeah. So if you just cloud-based email, unfortunately, not all my email. You can always log on to the cloud and get your email. Not quite as convenient. But the other thing is, just don't click anything. Whether you know the person or not, never click anything until you are personally convinced that this is a legitimate email. And otherwise, don't do it. And they also have that preview software.
You know, it's my biology-based approach to success, and it directly correlates to what you and I were talking about offline about watching news versus reading it.
Yes.
Because it takes you out of your critical thinking, rational, reasonable brain, and it puts you in your survival brain. And so, you know, those neurons, those mirror neurons that create the empathy, that send the warning flags, we panic, and then we take action, right? Fight, freeze, or flee. So when we see this, we're going to fight it, and we're going to click and do whatever to try to, you know, mitigate whatever's going on. And that's the wrong thing to do. We have to take a step back. We have to take a deep breath. And there are so many other ways to verify if something is true or accurate, whether it be an IRS scam or other government agency scam, Social Security, Medicare, you name it. There are other ways to verify it than through the actual email you receive. Banking scams, all of that stuff. Call your bank directly. Call the government directly. There's so many other ways that we can take action and we can respond calmly because we can take a deep breath, drink some water, move around, and mitigate that hormone dump that occurs when we start empathizing with something or start reacting emotionally. It starts with a physiological response. And so we just have to take a pause. It's the power of the pause. If we just pause for a moment and figure out another way to address it, we'll be fine. It's not don't address it. It's just address it a different way.
Yeah. Yep, I appreciate what you're saying, and I definitely agree with it. And hey, it's it's something that everybody really need to think about, right? I mean, you can't you can't get away from this reality. There's no way.
It's our new world. This is the way it is. Technology isn't going away. It's only going to become more pervasive in our lives. You know, and so we have to meet it head on and we have to be aware. I'm not saying be hypervigilant because that's not good for your health either. Just have a level of awareness and take things with a grain of salt, you know, and just avoid the hormone dump by responding emotionally to something so then you don't have to mitigate it later. It's not good for your health in addition to not being good for your wallet. And that's the thing that we have to pay attention to.
Couldn't agree with you more. There's all these conditioned responses and these cyber criminals know exactly how to take advantage of them, how to trigger the emotional response. You know, Heather, in a lot of ways, they're like the modern media when you think about it, right?
Oh, I would totally say that. You know, I mean, you know, as freedom festers, the two of us, you know, we know that best, that the traditional media outlets, regardless of their political leanings, are all just kind of preying on your emotional responses to things. That's how they get you, you know, incited to action.
Yeah. And isn't that really how advertising works when you get down to it?
Well, so. Yeah. I mean, they're not presenting the news. They're selling a message. They're, you know, I mean, think about, especially now that we have, think about this. So hypnosis occurs like as a natural state. It's not like some phenomenon that you go see a show in Vegas for. So when we think about that, you know, hypnosis occurs. All we have to do is tip our heads back and think about the places and the things that we do where we tilt our heads back. That's why rocking a child back and forth is very soothing and comforting to them, yes. You know, if they're distressed. That's why rocking chairs are so popular, because it rocks that head back.
It
lulls them. And think about the things like when you go to church, the priest is on a pulpit, you're looking up at him, he's got fantastic clothing, he's got this powerful message.
Mm.
And now everybody has, like, you know, you had to go to the movies, right? And what do the movies do? They've got a message. You tilt your head back to look up at the screen so big. And
yes.
The message just floats right in. And guess what we're doing in our own homes now with our flat screen TVs that are so affordable?
Mm-hmm.
We're hypnotizing ourselves to whatever message comes out of that square panel.
Yeah. I could not agree with you more here. It is a case of mass hypnosis. You're spot on with this. And that's what media does. This is what it's all about, right? This is what they do. This is how they get you, right?
Exactly. And so you have to find trusted news sources like your podcast, for example, and your website. You go right to the source. You don't bury foot around or sugarcoat it. You go to the experts. You let them tell you what's going on in the investing world or the political markets or whatever. You go direct to the source. And then you don't colorize it. You let them say their own words. It's not like you're rewriting it.
Exactly.
It's your own message. You're bringing them the information, good, bad, or indifferent.
Well, we could do that, but that's not our thing. We try to deconstruct the news. I call what the media does is disconnecting the dots. The media used to be there to connect the dots for you, to explain to you the story behind the story. Now they're there to cover up the story behind the story or the real story. And that's why hypervigilant, it really applies to everything that you do, right? Everything. Because you've got all of these people competing to manipulate you, pretty much, right?
I would tend to agree with that, vying for your attention. It's because, you know, your attention equals dollars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, I could not agree with you more. It's a little frightening, but once you figure out what they're doing, once you get it, then you know what? It's not so scary anymore. The things kind of fall into place, you know what I mean? And you get it.
Right.
And then you're just automatically aware of it. So, well, these are interesting times.
It's a switching of gears too for people. I mean, because you have to actively make that choice to say, you know what? I'm going to be an aware individual. I'm going to be purposeful in what I do with my life and the information and the sources that I receive my information so I can live my best life. Because that's what it's about. It's about living your best life. It's not about cowering from, you know, danger. It's about understanding what's truly dangerous and assessing risk for what it is. And some things are things you don't need to worry about, like how, you know, whether or not that next plane flight is going to crash. I mean, it's safer to fly in a plane. So there's ways that we can mitigate risk, because it's about living our best life. It's not about running from danger. It's about living our best life. And it'll help us navigate it better when we have a level of awareness that, you know, most people don't have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could not agree with you more on this, Heather. I think you've really uncovered something that's really important, something that you really need to consider in your everyday life, because these forces are at work and they're not, they're just not going to, they're not going to leave you alone. Right. And so,
no. So
it's up to you. So,
okay.
All right. Well, hey, and we know the place to go is your site to find out all this, right?
Absolutely. Visit my show at unlockyourwealthtoday.com. You can get all of the latest TAM alerts and interviews from really great, engaging people to help you live your best life yet, to increase your wealth, improve your health, expand your wisdom, and enjoy more pleasurable pursuits, because it is about living your best life.
All right. And living your best life, you can't ask for more than that. That's what life should be about. And live your best life. You'll always be happy. You'll never be lonely, and you'll never be wondering about what to do. Anyways, remember the contest, last entry due on 11:59 p.m. of July 14th. Just tell us your Bitcoin guess. Email it to kl@carrylutz.com. Put put in Bitcoin in the subject line. Heather, we will talk to you again real soon. Thanks so much for stopping by.
Make it a prosperous day, Carrie.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.